This is KUT. Texans start casting their votes in this year's primary elections today. Early voting goes from today until Friday, February 26th. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Besides weighing in on this year's race for the White House, registered Republican and Democratic voters in Texas have some other races to consider. Travis County Democrats will vote in two contested congressional races in districts 10 and 21, seats now held by Republicans Michael McCall and Lamar Smith, respectively. There's also a crowded race for a state House seat in District 49 to replace outgoing Democratic State House Representative Elliot Neistat. Travis County Republicans will weigh in on two contested congressional races as well. Both districts 17 and 21 have more than one Republican on the ballot. Republicans also have a six-way race for a state Senate seat in District 24, the seat being vacated by Troy Frazier, and a contested race for House District 47, now held by Paul Workman. And there are numerous other county and local primaries, including those for sheriff, district attorney, and judges in Travis County. If you miss early voting, Republicans and Democrats will be able to vote in their respective primaries on Election Day, March 1st. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.